Hi, this is a dictation for Jamaica Davis. Jamaica Davis. Date of birth is 1/13/1983. Date of accident 1/11/2022. Date of service is 7/28/2022. And patient is here for a follow-up evaluation on 7/28/2022. As follows, Jamaica Davis initially was involved in an automobile accident where she was hit in a rear-ending accident as a rear passenger on the right side. This caused her some headaches along with TBI symptoms, dizziness, loss of balance, forgetfulness, lack of focus, confusion, disorientation. And in addition, patient started suffering from severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, both hips, both knees, and both ankle and feet with radiculopathy to left arm and both legs. So far, the patient has continued her treatment with physical therapy, conservative treatment. The MRIs that were ordered were found to be negative for any positive finding in the thoracic and lumbar spine. In the cervical spine, there was a disc bulge and ligamentum flavum hypertrophy at C6 and C7 only, leading to mild spinal canal stenosis and a disc desiccation at C5, C6, C7. That was an MRI done recently on 4/23/2022. The thoracic and lumbar MRI were done on 7/22/2022 after patient kept complaining of severe pain. The Jamaica Davis is now currently still complaining of pain in the neck and both shoulders to the tune of 5, and lower back pain is 7 to 8, according to her. She is able to lift both the arms in abduction up to 180 degrees without pain, although she has numbness and tingling of both the ankle and feet off and on, according to her, but there is no radiation to the either of the upper extremity. Pain level is reported from 3 to 10, and ADLs are affected 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. 70% improvement has been reported by the patient so far from the various treatment that patient has taken. ADLs that patient does report are enjoyment of life, which is affected 8. The general activity, mood, work, relationship with other people are affected 7. In the system review, patient reports that she is suffering from headaches, a neuralgia and psych, along with difficulty sleeping, weakness, fatigue, lack of focus, anxiety, depression, and panic, and occasional loss of balance. However, the patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbances, confusion, disorientation, or any memory loss. In the pain and numbness, patient suffers from stiffness of the neck, lower back stiffness, along with pain in the neck and the lower back, and pain in the knees, especially the right knee. She can walk up to 2 blocks. And in the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level, except it is improved now. And she also does not report any changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. The substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 153/112, pulse is 71, pulse ox is 99. And rest of the physical examination will be the same from previous visit of 6/30/2022, dictation number 0701-051, except the following changes in the musculoskeleton exam that are dictated as follows. On inspection and palpation are all from the template negative. The pervertebral muscle spasm is not present. Tenderness is not present. Hypertonicity is zero. The range of motion of the cervical spine and lumbar spine is completely normal. The forward flexion is 60, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion 45, and bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, the forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 30. Hyperextension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling is negative, Lermit test negative, distraction test negative, Soto Hall test negative, myelopathy sign is negative, thoracic spine Roos test is negative, slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kerny test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg raise test negative, Regard test negative, Camp test negative, Bevinsky sign is negative. In the sacroiliac joint, standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression test negative, distraction test is negative. Bilateral sacroiliac joints are mildly tender, especially the right. The Faber test is positive bilaterally, Gosselin test is positive bilaterally, Trendelenburg sign is negative. The extremities examination is right from the template of the previous visit of 6/30/2020, dictation number 0701-051. Except that she can now move her shoulders in abduction up to 180 degrees, but the rest of the shoulder exam is from negative, and the Hawking Kennedy test is negative, as well as the empty beer can test, near test, and speed test are negative. Drop arm test negative, anterior posterior apprehension test negative on both shoulder exam. In the knee, patient has more pain on the right side than the left, but the examination is essentially negative. There is no scar, erythema, or effusion on inspection bilaterally. On palpation, the tenderness is minimal with minimal swelling. It doesn't feel warm or cold. No crepitus, grinding noise, popping noise. Range of motion is completely normal. Valgus varus abnormality is absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer negative. McMurray sign negative. Steinman negative. And patellar apprehension is negative. And diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is as follows. Patient will continue on following medication. Celebrex, 200 milligrams twice a day for the anti-inflammatory effect. Flexible 7.5 twice a day for muscle relaxation. Gabapentin 600 milligrams twice a day for headaches and neuropathic pain. Ambien 5 milligrams at night for sleep. Imitrex 100 milligrams for headaches only. Physical therapy continues 3 times per week again, with traction, massage, echotherapy. Acupuncture is advised. Chiropractic treatment is advised. Patient remains disabled for work, housework, and transportation help. Thank you.